What's up, guys? I'm Jochie Mains.
And I am Adrian Skeepers.
And welcome to
Music Matters.
So we're going into the 80s. It is a genre that's a bit lost to me and Adrian.
Yes.
We grew up in the 90s. Our parents stopped listening to new music by the 70s. So we...
Disco screwed music.
Yeah. People stopped listening to music after disco. No, it's a very interesting episode for us to delve into this. Mm-hmm. I only started delving into 80s music in the last few years and started to enjoy some of the 80s music that came out. Everybody, when they think about 80s and they think about pop, they think about Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so, I would think. If there's any pop artist that I really enjoy, it is Michael Jackson.
Yes.
I think with a lot of his style of songs that he did, he also definitely took some influences from the disco era.
Yeah.
With some of his songs, especially if you listen to Billie Jean and some of his songs on the Thriller and on the Bad album.
Which wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was great. We should have called it great. He is one of the highest selling musicians of all time. And Thriller, as far as I know, is still the highest selling album in US history. So tonight we're going to look at a few styles of the 80s that were popular. Again, we are looking at pop music.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, in the 80s, pop music became a genre.
Mm.
Obviously, before that, people started talking about pop and so on. But I think a lot of people, if they think about pop music, they would think about the 80s and where it started in the 80s as a genre of music. But it's not just Michael Jackson and Madonna that was popular in the 80s. There were different styles of music that was very popular. There was an increase in popularity of punk rock as well from the late 70s into the 80s.
Mm.
But again, it was too obscure for most of those songs were a bit obscure and the lyrics was censored and so on. So the radio stations didn't always play it. And also with critics, they didn't always enjoy the punk too much.
Mm.
Closed-minded individuals. Today we're going to look at some of those songs. And I think most people know who Michael Jackson is. And most people know who Prince and Madonna and Cyndi Lauper and the artists that were solo phenomenons of the 80s.
Yeah.
Without further ado, I'm going to play Beat It by Michael Jackson, which features a solo by Eddie Van Halen, which is very cool.
Yeah.
And then also I'm going to play Madonna Like a Virgin.
Queen of pop.
Yes.
Madonna and Michael Jackson. But Jochie, again, looking specifically at a guy like Michael Jackson, who was considered the king of pop, he also took a lot of rock and roll influence into his
definitely music. And that's what I think encaptures a lot about especially pop from the 80s onwards until the 2000s. They really started mashing up a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
And they took, because rock was popular,
yeah,
but also funk was popular. And the disco style, even though it died, there was a lot of people that still wanted to dance and stuff. So they incorporated a lot of these different genres into making something that would sort of appeal to everybody. Yeah, I mean, this album, Thriller, is really, really good. All the songs are good, and you could hear the different styles on different songs. It's not just like this song is more guitar driven and Billie Jean more bass driven, and you know, each song has sort of its own vibe. Madonna, she sort of, with Cyndi Lauper and a lot of the other females that came out of the 80s pop movement, they paved the way for girl artists to stand on their own and their name to be on an album cover and not with a group.
But yeah, become an identity.
Yeah.
But I also think not only the musical influence of rock and roll was implemented in modern pop, which started in the 80s, or when the genre, like we say, we our opinion is that it started in the 80s, but also the kind of the rebelliousness, because girls like Madonna, like a virgin, it was a very controversial song.
Definitely.
The people, you know, conservative people really, you know, stood up to the song and kind of didn't want it to go mainstream as it did. And with Michael Jackson, a lot of his songs were considered very controversial. And so also the, you know, the attitude of the rock a couple of years earlier kind of flowed into pop music.
Definitely. And I think also, as you mentioned, with the conservative older generation, the younger people in America specifically, I think in the 80s, liberalism became a lot more prominent, and people started expressing themselves, you know, much more than they would have, especially the young people. You know, if you look back to the 50s with Elvis and where his hip swinging was controversial, now we've already gone through the drugs and everything in the 60s and the 70s. By the 80s, drugs, I think, was like a normal commodity almost, you know, in the music scene, and just the fans. Everybody wanted to have a taste of the rock star life, even if you weren't a rock star.
Okay.
I think where in the previous decades, the criticism regarding those things would have maybe sunk it a little bit. Now it's actually amplifying the rebellious nature of the people in the 80s.
Yeah.
So the youth were really seeing themselves sort of living themselves out through that artist.
Yes.
And where Madonna is wearing almost nothing on her music videos. And, you know, the MTV generation started there as well, where they started playing music videos on television.
Yeah.
And so music was more accessible than it was in the previous decades. Music videos definitely played a big part in pop culture.
Yeah.
So a lot of money and effort was put into music videos and so on. Yeah. As you mentioned, in Michael Jackson's song, you could hear the rock style, but even in the Madonna one, the bass line, you could hear that, you know, flowy sound, you know, and it's a lot more synth and electronically driven than it was in the 70s. And you could hear that progression through the rest of the 80s, where synth became almost a new guitar.
Yeah.
Now they have, like, it started sort of from the disco era already, but in the 80s, digital recording was huge, and they could start to explore with sounds that a guitar cannot make or a drum set cannot make, even that a vocalist couldn't make.
Yeah.
So they would start using these electronic sounds, and it was, again, a very new thing to the listeners.
Yeah.
Synth was the new thing.
Yeah.
You know, electronic was the new
instrument.
Instrument. you could hear that through most of the new wave music that came after, you know, because Michael Jackson and Madonna was earlier 80s. Mm. And then from mid to late 80s, the synth pop and new wave, you know, that it started to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah.
And then artists like New Order and Aha and Duran Duran, Human League, Eurythmics, all of these synth pop
started emerging.
Emerging and, and it took again took over the scene sort of.
Yeah.
What obviously Michael Jackson, Madonna, they were the king and queen. They would have started. Prince was a prince of pop. So
Prince.
Yeah, he was the prince of pop. These guys were continuing to make music and you know, most of the songs they released as singles went high on the charts and they were pop music.
Yeah.
But synth music and new wave music, definitely another very popular genre. Mm. Let's listen to a few songs from the synth pop new wave tracks.
Mm. Okay, so we're listening to Aha's Take On Me and we're listening to Duran Duran's Hungry Like a Wolf.
Definitely some of the better songs from the 80s, those two. Yeah. I enjoy those.
It's cool. Yeah. Cool songs. I told Yochi before we started recording this that the 80s was completely lost on me. I was only born in 1987, so obviously I missed this, you know, decade of music. Mm. But later on in our lives, you know, even then you go back and you listen to the popular music of the previous decades and previous ages.
Mm.
And for some reason, I just have absolutely no liking in 80s music, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's not bad, my opinion, it's not bad. It's just not for me. Yeah. I love Michael Jackson. Mm. I'll give it, I love that guy.
Mm.
And there are some bands like Queen, you know, Van Halen, those guys that came through, which I like and I'll listen to.
Mm.
But synth even the synth in Van Halen was it was challenging to me.
Yeah, no,
it was really challenging to
me. Synth really took over the sounds of that time. But yeah, they are definitely in a later episode, maybe in the next few months, I'll like to spoil you a bit with good 80s music, you know, with stuff that wasn't maybe the most popular but definitely had more rock influence, not glam rock or anything, more the post-punk and post-rock vibes of the 80s. There were a few really good songs that came out of that decade. But yeah, talking about rock, finally in the 80s rock music made a comeback after disco in the 70s and pop in the 80s and synth in the 80s, glam rock became really huge. Again, I think a lot to do with the controversy surrounding a lot of the artists and the leopard skin pants and the leather jackets that were too small for them.
The big hair.
Yeah. Makeup. Because glam rock is also known as hair metal.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of interesting artists that came out of the glam rock scene. We won't be able to touch on all of them, but one of the biggest ones that came out there was Bon Jovi.
Mm.
They were huge in the 80s. And also Def Leppard was really huge as well. There were a lot of heavier bands like Cinderella and Van Halen, you know, that were a bit heavier in the style. Van Halen actually started in the late 70s as well.
Mm.
Also took on that glam vibe. Even Queen as well, you know, in the 80s. They also did the glam thing mixed with their own pop sound. But there's a lot of good glam bands out there and a lot of really
bland
glam bands, bland bands. Glam music definitely had a lot of the synth that was popular in that time because that was part of pop music.
Yeah.
So if they wanted to be viable in the decade where they made the music, they had to sort of conform a little bit. Even if it was, they were more rebellious and they were the rock stars, you know, they still had to use some of the elements that was popular in that era. And that's why synth is really a big part of glam rock as well.
Yeah.
Huge vocals, most of them,
high-pitched
vocals, glamorous outfits, and that is glam rock for you.
Glam rock.
Yeah.
What? Tell us a little. What about Kiss?
Oh, Kiss.
Kiss. They emerged in this time.
No, actually, Kiss already started in the 70s. Yeah, they were part of the hard rock movement. Yeah.
They were a flipping proper glam band.
They were because of the outfits as well, but their early stuff was more hard rock and blues rock orientated.
Yeah.
But they went into disco, man, and that's what killed Kiss, man. Kiss went disco, man, and
so
people hate the disco Kiss era.
Kiss.
Oh, not. I think there's probably one or two people that do like that, but for me, that's where Kiss sort of stopped, and they weren't the band that we knew. But yeah, definitely they started with David Bowie, I think.
Yeah.
They started dressing strangely and, you know, with the very glamorous outfits and so on. Even Aerosmith as well. They started in the 70s as well. And they also had the outfits and so on.
Yeah, Aerosmith still has the outfits.
Yeah, they still do. The thing is with Kiss, shock value.
Yeah.
You know, it was all shock value. Yeah. And they were very talented. They're a good band. Good vocalists. Mm. Good musicians. Great live show.
Yeah.
But the shock value and the outfits really helped them
in
the popular culture. Because all the people, all the younger kids that liked the harder music, they saw these guys with these outfits and Gene Simmons sticking out his tongue. And, you know, you felt like a rebel if you listened to Kiss in the 70s.
Yeah.
But in the mid-70s, they took the disco thing serious, Kiss, and they started doing the disco thing.
Kiss got killed by the disco. Mm.
They still throw huge live shows and stuff, and people still, they have a big cult following.
Mm.
But yeah, so glam is, there were a lot of bands, that in the 70s already started with the glam outfits and the glam style of music, glam rock. But in the 80s, mid to late 80s, it became a huge, huge genre. Yeah. It was the genre that kept rock going, even though thrash metal and heavy metal and so on was there and punk rock was there.
Yeah.
Glam rock was the most popular, definitely.
Sure.
So that was sort of the pop rock of that era.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome.
So let's listen to a few pieces of glam or hair metal. Enjoy.
Down on his life.
So that's it for tonight's episode, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check us out next week, 8 o'clock, Wednesday night, and all the usual stuff. Go and check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And check out our personal profiles, if you will. Yochi Music Matters and Defender for myself. See you next week. Bye-bye.